Delight in the limelight. Overcome your fear of being seen and realize your dreams. Written and narrated by Linda Ugolo. To the speaker inside, waiting to be set free. The more scared we are of a work or calling, the more sure we can be that we have to do it. Stephen Pressfield. Introduction. Years ago, I abandoned a big dream. As a child, all I ever wanted to do was dance. At 18, I took a class in dance movement therapy and was impassioned to make a societal impact by turning people onto the magic of dance and creating communities of dancing divas. The classes I led were creative and fun, and I connected with a few incredible souls. But I knew squat about business and marketing, and after 20 years of furtively posting flyers on bulletin boards and street lamp poles, I gave up the dream. This is what I told myself. Who is I to think I was so important that what I had to share was worthwhile or any better than someone else? That was just being grandiose, right? And besides, I just didn't have it in me to know how to go about being a person of impact. After 15 years of wandering in the proverbial career desert, I finally discovered a new passion in organic farming, and I created a business growing specialty vegetables for local restaurants. I loved to see the itty-bitty seeds sprout out of the soil and become yellow tomatoes with red streaks or tender-leaved baby collards. It was an introvert's paradise to tend a small farm. For a few years. One day, I sat on the ground to weed around the onions and listened to a course module from online business coach Marie Forleo on how to start the right business. Suddenly, I shot to my feet. Being a farmer is kind of cool, I thought, but it's not what I'm meant to do. I wanted to make an impact, grandiose or not, and here I was, plain small, hiding behind the kale. At that moment, I made a decision. I would become an online entrepreneur. I had no idea exactly what I would do or how I would get there, but one thing was clear. If I reached the end of my life and I hadn't seen what I was capable of, I would be filled with regret. As I looked over the fields and woods in the distance, I felt the call of a hero's journey. Do you dream of greatness? Do you have a secret fantasy or vision of your personal impact at work or as an entrepreneur that could move you into a whole new sphere of influence? If you never let the secret speaker out, will you get to the end of your life filled with regret? Jeannie was a risk taker. Out of school, she sold everything she owned, moved to Los Angeles, where she didn't know a soul, and got work as a playwright. She discovered a favorite cafe and spent her days writing there along with other Hollywood creatives. One of them, a screenwriter, became a close friend. At the time, Jeannie was obsessed with a certain hour-long TV drama. Absolutely obsessed. As fate would have it, this particular friend knew many of the writers for that show and generously offered to set up a meeting between Jeannie and the writers. He asked her to prepare a pitch for a potential storyline for the show. What serendipity, right? It was a dream come true. The day came. Jeannie didn't go to the meeting. She was just too terrified. Decades later, full of regret, she still wonders how her life would have unfolded had she been able to show up and share her ideas that day. I don't want that to happen to you. I don't want you to give up on your dream because you are afraid to be seen, nor do I want you to live with regret. Have you ever watched others take the stage and yearned to be that person? Or have you dreamed of the opportunities and recognition that would come your way if only you could get yourself to regularly make videos or speak at your local chamber of commerce or represent your team at work? Do you wish you could just feel confident and at ease when all eyes are on you? Your dream can come true. You can be that person on stage unafraid,